Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Here, Bert Show.
So this all started, I think, last summer. When we all selected different psychics to go to, we would play our psychic readings on the air, and we would see basically who picked the best psychic. And this wasn't even close. Like, Jeff had the Kelly Clarkson of psychics, and the rest of us had the Sanjaya Malakars.
Well, no. There were definitely worse ones. Like, Melissa's said maybe.
Said maybe
after almost everything. Right. Like
psychic Melissa, ambivalent.
Yeah, I see you are going to have a good year financially. Melissa would go, really? Well, maybe. Like, okay.
Yeah, right.
Or not. You're going to save a lot of money, or
maybe not.
Maybe you won't save any money at all, but one of those things will happen.
Yeah, none of them were real impressive. None of the psychics were really impressive except this one psychic that Jeff used. And he got her name through Kim Zolciak. She's out in L.A., and she really knows her stuff.
Yeah, Kim, I actually contacted Kim to find out the name of the one she used on Real Housewives of Atlanta, because I thought that would be funny. Kim goes, well, here's her information, but if you want somebody who's really, really good, call Natalie out in California. And I did, and I recorded the thing. I recorded the reading with her, and she said a whole bunch of names that didn't mean anything to me. And at the time, I didn't think too much of it. Now, she did peg a trip that I had coming up. And another trip that Jessica and I had talked about booking, like she got a couple travel related things right away. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
And there was like an event you were hosting that she got right.
And she got the event for Usher.
That's right.
Said it would be celebrity based.
Yeah. So she had all these random facts. So I came in and I'm like, guys, this is really cool. Like, here's a trip she talked about that nobody did, you know, nobody knew about. Here's this thing that I was hosting and the call came in the next day. That was really cool. And then, so we played it, but then over the next few months, randomly people would call up when I would tell a story about something going on in my life, and people would say, don't you remember your psychic said that?
So
it was weird.
I mean, she was really, really good. So what we decided to do is try this all again, just using this Natalie out in California, and Wendy went first with her.
Who, by the way, only goes by reference. She doesn't do any advertising, so she's like word of mouth only. And what she does is really interesting is before you call, before your appointment, is 30 minutes before, whatever she sees and whatever the outside people bring to her and bring to her mind, 30 minutes out, she will sit down and write a complete list of everything they tell her. So she is literally reading off a pad of paper when you're sitting there talking on the phone with her. And the first thing that she said to me before we even get into the clips is that they said that you were going to be really nervous. Right now, your heart is racing. And I was really oddly nervous when I called instantly. I didn't have to say my name. That was the first thing out of her mouth was like, your heart is racing really fast. Why are you so nervous? They told me you would be so nervous. And I was like, that's bizarre. It was weird right off the bat. And then we get into the clips, and some of the first things that she say are all these different locations that I'm going to. She sees these buildings, and one of the first places that she says I'm going is something to do with New York.
The first thing I saw a picture of is you going into an elevator, but all I see is this elevator is going very, very, very high up into a tall building. So it's like a really, you know, like the Twin Towers, very, very tall, very high. You feel almost as if New York is attached to this. So you might be going to New York.
Okay.
And this is coming up. I feel this is quite soon, in the next few, you know, I feel like 2 to 3 months. So I don't know why, but it's almost more like a business or a place, perhaps. I don't feel like it's an apartment or anything. It's like you're going into a business, but very high up, very, very, very high up. So I can see a view of the city, and you're going in an elevator for this.
So that hasn't happened yet. I haven't been to New York since I was in high school. And then she talks about another trip that I have planned, but has not happened, out to L.A.
Now, tell me, you want to be here in Los Angeles, Tinseltown.
Yes.
An opportunity will come for you, and Hollywood will be attached. In other words, you might be staying in Hollywood or you might go to Hollywood, but you will be coming here.
Okay.
So you will touch Los Angeles. And when you do come, the sun will be shining, unlike now.
Okay.
It's almost like, you know, I've always wanted to be here, or, you know, people say I've always wanted to live in India or something. You know, you will be here.
Cool.
Right.
There's an opportunity of something coming up, but you'd have to visit first.
Anything come of that?
Not yet.
Okay.
So she said all this is going to be in the next couple of months.
What about Idol?
Yeah, we could be out there.
We'll touch on the Idol thing in, like, towards the end of the conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Something else that relates to Idol?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's the love portion where you're going to meet that dude, Garcia guy that you like.
The guy with the tattooed neck.
Yeah, what's his name?
Casey James.
I thought you liked Garcia.
No, Casey James. He's hotter. And then the next two clips are weird things that I have no attachment to. One, I'm not into fashion. So the next clip, she mentioned something about working with something in fashion and relates to a movie that's been out recently.
What you have to work out is if you want to spend on that or that. Do I go for this or do I go for that? Have less clothes and put that for, you know, a rainy day for what you need to do. Does the words Devil Wears Prada mean anything?
What are the words?
Film Devil Wears Prada.
I know the movie, but I haven't seen it.
Right, I haven't seen it. I've heard of it. I know of the film, but they're giving me that title with a question mark. There's something linked to you and that. Don't know what it is. Maybe it's a title of something coming up.
So no idea. I've never really been into fashion.
I love how specific she is. It gives her credibility, right?
If it comes true, yes.
If it does, but you know what I'm saying? Like, most psychics just talk in some sort of, like, hocus-pocus vacuum where you don't really know what they're saying, and they want it to be sort of vague so that you attach whatever to it. The fact that she's so specific,
and she's reading this,
I think that gives her credibility.
I think it's the Devil Wears Prada. Prada is a fashion designer, fashion clothing. Wendy, you wear clothes all the time.
But I don't own any Prada, nor have I ever really been into the high fashion designer type stuff.
Does she ever put, like, any kind of timetable on it? Does she say that all this will happen to you within the next month, 2 months, 6 months?
It's the only one that she put a time with me was that luncheon thing. She goes, very soon. Everything else is the generic.
At some point.
She said probably within the next 6 months, but she said the New York thing in 3 months. But the next thing, I have no idea what it even means, or I've never even done it in my entire life, but she relates something to tap dancing.
I have a theater show. I don't know the theaters where you live, but you will attend soon. So I feel like it's a theatrical production for something, perhaps. It's in a theater anyway. And you're going to attend, and you will have a fun time.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what they've said, if this is to attach to it here, but I'm hearing tap dancing.
Tap dancing.
I don't know if there's tap dancing involved in that, or there's tap dancing coming up for something, but I hear tap dancing.
So I don't know that one.
Tap dancing.
Okay, so she still hasn't touched anything yet.
Right. But the next clip, we went to Bert's Big Adventure, and as soon as this event happened, I immediately thought of what she said in this.
She recorded this before Bert's Big Adventure,
right? This was before Bert's Big Adventure, probably, what was it, maybe 2-3 weeks out from Bert's Big Adventure. So she would have no idea unless she looked on the website, but I'm sure she didn't. She wouldn't even know about this because it never happened on any other trip.
As I look up in front of me, I see a huge round mirror, glitter ball. You know those big things that you keep?
Yeah.
Right, with a load of little mirrors that make one of those big balls. And you always think of, like, ballroom dancing disco ball that when the light shines on it, you can see all the lights moving around the room.
Right.
You will be somewhere, and that's in front of you. And you'll go, wow, you know. But I feel it's quite open place.
Okay.
It's really big, like maybe people do, they have bands there or something from time to time, or they might have different events going on, but I feel like it's in a big place. Maybe they're doing a special evening, but you will be walking in there, and it's like, wow, look at that, that's great, you know?
So she's talking about Epcot, right?
Epcot, yeah.
Epcot. She's talking about our disco dance party.
The dance party is what I thought.
Yeah.
I was thinking Epcot also.
Yeah, I was thinking Epcot, yeah.
We had this surprise for the BBA kids, this dance party. And yeah, it we surprised them by basically dropping a disco ball, and the wall opened up, and that's the first thing that they saw, and they danced to for like 45 minutes with all these Disney characters.
And events do occur there besides the event that we had.
It was in an event space.
Okay.
So she said in that conversation, she's like, you'll know it when you see it. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, hey.
That's wild. Wow.
So it's crazy.
That's cool.
And then in the next clip, she says a nickname of one of my family members, which made me cry and made me really excited because I had a thought about this family member before I had even called her like 2 weeks before.
I've got an Ed around, you know, like an Edward or Eddie, but go with, I neither hear the name Ed. And that name's really around you? If not, now it will be.
Okay. It's my grandpa's name.
Okay.
It's my grandpa's name, and I actually was in bed 2 weeks before asking him to, like, help me, and if he was listening, show me a sign. And Eddie is the only name that she mentioned in there that my grandmother only called him. Only my grandma would yell, Eddie, Eddie, all the time. And if you were in that household, that is the only way you would know he ever went by Eddie.
Wow.
He would go by Ed or Edward to everybody else but my grandma. Nobody else called him Eddie, so... I was laying in bed 2 weeks before that, and it made me tear up because I'm like, my granddaddy's with me. Wow. Like, he's watching over me.
We have a virtual listener that might be able to put one of these clips together for you. Okay. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, Bert.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to let Wendy know that one of those other things the psychic told her is probably going to come true. 2 weeks ago, my daughter and I had a conversation about Wendy with the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy met my daughter at Kennesaw Mountain a couple years ago doing their fall prom fashion thing at the school. And we had a conversation. My daughter is now in college at Georgia Highlands at here in Marietta. And the kids are going to put on a fashion show for St. Jude's. And they've been getting some real high-end merchandise in for this fashion show. And she was going to call Wendy and make an appointment to see if she would help them with the fashion show.
Like host it or MC it or something?
Like MC it, exactly, because she was so impressed with Wendy when she helped the high school at the fashion show that they had.
Cute.
That's
awesome.
We just had this big conversation, and I'm like listening to this, and I got goosebumps.
This is what psychics do, though. Like, it's a loose
connection,
but somehow in your mind you want to believe it, so it...
And maybe you'll be wearing Prada.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, you have one more there you want to play
for? Yeah, we'll do the one last clip, and it mentions something about L.A. and going out to Hollywood, but specifically Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know why or what this is, but there's a connection coming up with Ryan Seacrest. Okay?
Okay.
And this connection is coming up somehow. So I'm not sure what it is, but I hear his name.
Okay.
I'll laugh if it's another sort of Ryan Seacrest. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Anyway, I hear his name coming up, and it's connected with you for sure.
Okay. Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Yeah, he is. He's a nice person also.
Okay, so that's an easy one there because we're going out to L.A. for the American Idol finale, and we'll more than likely either run into Ryan Seacrest or have him on the show.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Or Wendy will get thrown out of his hotel room again. Like, remember that happened last year when you tried to hide under the bed?
Huge ordeal.
Uh-huh.
It's the Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, this all started weeks ago with a love lost and found. Dude calls us up, and he said that he spotted an AirTran flight attendant, and they had some conversation back and forth on a shuttle bus to a hotel, and he really wanted to find out who she was. And over the course of a couple of days, we actually found her. But the thing is, when we do these love lost and founds, we don't know if the person that we're pursuing is in a relationship, if they're interested in somebody else. We say that we can find them for you, but outside of that, we can't promise anything.
Right.
So to make a very long story short, we found Barbara for this guy, but she's sort of mentally hooked on somebody else.
Yeah, she basically explained to us that she was single, that she would have been open to a date with this guy, but she had been exchanging letters with a guy who was in the military, and they had been going back and forth for a little while now. They had known each other for 6 years, but had just been reconnected. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
They just sort of reconnected and reconnected romantically, but had not seen each other in 6 years. So they were writing these really sweet letters back and forth, and it was going to all come together, I think, today.
All right. So the last time you guys talked to her, what was the update? Just that they had reconnected?
It was from Filene's basement, right?
Yeah. And she called us when we were at Filene's basement and told us that the big plan was that she would be coming in. I thought it was Saturday morning that she would be coming in for a flight, and she was just going to wait at the airport because he was going to be coming in a few hours later. So that day would be the first time that they've, you know, connected. And then he's got, what, 2 weeks leave? And so it'd be 2 weeks. It would leave them both very sore, I think, was probably the plan. And then, but then I got, Bert, you gave us the update yesterday that his flight plans changed.
Yeah, well, Barbara can give us that update. Hey, Barbara, did we get all the details of that right? Are we missing anything?
You pretty much got it, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So he's supposed to arrive today or tomorrow?
He originally was supposed to arrive tomorrow. And my schedule was set to where I was going to come in tonight, and then I would be back at the airport tomorrow to see him, because I was supposed to talk to you guys tomorrow to let you know, how I felt and all that stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, so his plans changed, and the Army decided to put him on a different flight, and he is in Atlanta as of yesterday morning.
Okay. Oh, okay, so you haven't seen him yet.
No, I'm stuck in Chicago.
Oh, no. You poor thing. Why are you stuck?
Well, this is the first time I've ever been in Chicago, and I was really excited when I got this trip. And 21 hours a layover, which is amazing, but I just want to get home now.
Sure.
I bet.
I saw
You're not trapped in Chicago. You're there for work until your next flight out. So what time does that flight leave?
I leave Chicago at 6:30 tonight, set to arrive in Atlanta between 9 and 9:30.
The longest 12 hours of your life right now.
It's a whole day you could be hanging with him.
He's stuck. I mean, he's in Atlanta for 36 hours right now. He's listening right now.
He is.
Okay.
He is. So, yeah, good morning.
is he going to be meeting you at the airport tonight?
He is. Okay.
Hopefully.
He's already walked out of security, so he's going to be at the top of the escalator by baggage claim where everybody else meets. And so I'm going to make my way up there once I rush everyone off the plane.
So you've got to give me just I'm missing something here, and I think it's because of the painkillers and all. So you guys have originally you met when?
We went to high school together. He was my brother's friend. He's a couple years older.
Okay. And back then, did you guys dabble in any kind of relationship at all?
back then, well, during high school, I had the biggest crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until after high school for me into college where we started dating. And then when he got sent back overseas, we just kind of lost touch.
Okay, so mm-hmm. when you guys were dating in college, how long did you date for?
I'd say, maybe 6 to 8 months.
All right, then he goes back over to Afghanistan?
He originally was sent to Germany, and but he's been in Iraq this past time.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you guys have just been sort of corresponding back and forth the entire time, or did just one day you wake up and there was an email from him?
Pretty much one day there it was. We lost touch, and 6 years went by. I sent him a message back in November for his birthday just to say hi and how are you doing? You know, kind of random, and he never responded, and not until this past, at the beginning of February, he wrote me back, and our conversations just got longer and longer and longer, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then there's
so do you feel like you've been in love with him the entire time?
Oh, gosh. can I plead the fifth on that one?
He's
especially because he's listening. Jen? She can't
Whatever.
Show all of her cards right now, or we'll run away, man.
She can say the L word.
there are some feelings there.
Have you said it to him?
Not directly
yet.
Like that.
Not
till tonight.
I think he knows.
Do you two have dinner plans tonight, or what are you going to do after you get out of the airport?
what do you think?
Let's get it on.
I mean, as soon as we leave the airport, we actually plan on going to the grocery store because he's cooking me breakfast.
Oh, wow.
Cooking you breakfast.
Well, cooking you breakfast is assuming that he's spending the night immediately.
Yeah, don't tell my dad.
Okay.
He's only in town for 36 hours, yeah. Bert.
And you're just trying to be a good American.
Hello.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Supporting our country.
Right. You got to keep
the
morale of the troops,
up.
And this is the way
right.
to do it.
That's right. Keep the troops up.
You're a good American. You're a good American, Barbara. Okay, so let's talk to you again on let's talk to you again on Monday morning.
God bless America.
Okay.
And make sure that the reality of the whole situation meets what all of our fantasies are about it too, okay? Because you've been waiting a long time now.
I know. I hope it's beautiful and romantic, and I'd like to say something to him if you'll just cover your ears.
Sure.
Okay. Bring flowers.
Yeah, dude. I thought the same thing.
Bring flowers
to the
airport.
I thought the same thing, dude. You've got to.
Something.
Let me say something to him also. Without Barbara listening here. Barbara, don't listen, okay? Dude, this is a sure thing, man. You can't mess this up. Dude,
so at least go buy some
at
flowers.
At least buy some flowers.
Buy some flowers.
And this is done,
make
dude.
It special for her, too.
Don't screw this up.
And, dude, you may want to spend a little alone time so when you do get with her, it's not over in like 1 minute. You may just want a little.
Get it. The Bert Show.
What did you just spot on the couch that was gross? Did I pee there or something?
No, it's just that there's one cushion missing from the couch.
Oh, underneath it.
And you can see what's been underneath the couch cushion in the studio for
somebody's
so long.
Somebody's
got
to twip at that. Yeah, somebody
does need to take a picture. Was it nasty?
Nasty.
Let me try to explain to you guys what's been going on the last couple of days here. I had knee surgery done about a week and a half ago. So I've been slowly weaning myself back into the show, you know, trying to get here earlier and earlier every day. And I had... My knee is it's pretty locked right now in a straight position, so I can't be behind the board sort of running things because the knee has to stay elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been actually behind these guys the last couple of days trying to do the show, and they've been turning around to look at me, and it's just been weird, you know?
Right.
So today I came back in basically the cockpit, and I'm behind the board, and I'm trying to run things, but I'm elevated in such a way that the stool that I've been using to elevate my leg with wasn't tall enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take one of the pillows off of that couch to put underneath my knee also. Mm-hmm. So the ugly underbelly of the couch is exposed now. What's over there?
There's a lot of junk. There is a spoon. There's pins from the Adam Bomb show. I think that's a cigarette lighter.
There's
plenty
of change.
Change. Enough to get a Coca-Cola.
Some receipts, a button.
Trash. Dirt.
A thumb.
Just
a
nastiness.
Toothpick.
Yeah.
Two condoms, one used.
One of our interns.
Yeah, Jeff Miles.
Oh, dude.
I didn't know you were still here.
Somebody that Geller killed.
Oh.
We know Crash Clark is not in the pillows of our couch because he's on line one right now.
Really?
Oh, is he really?
Crash Clark, what are you doing, dude?
Wait a minute. You weren't supposed to know it was me. I had a whole story about how I was in bed with lovely ladies, and my strange request was they would say, do traffic reports for me. Who blew my cover?
Man, I got such good people here, dude. They protect me, man. They're not going to let you talk me into that. For those of you that aren't long-term Burt Show listeners, back in the day when we started this show, Crash Clark was our traffic guy. And he was like he was the primary traffic reporter in Atlanta for a long time. And he was on the show with us. And then he ended up going up to Boston to work on another show, which has been crazy successful the last couple of years. And he's back in Atlanta now, man. Welcome to radio.
You know, it's one thing to be back in this town, but what have you guys been doing since I've been gone? I flew in last night, and I had to take the ATL SkyTrain to get my rental car.
Yeah.
It's like Disney World down there. I got to drive ride a tram, the difference between Boston and this city, it's absolutely unbelievable. You can walk Boston. Here, I just got lost, by the way. I was on hold. This phone call, since I am roaming, is costing me about $300. I just got lost in Dunwoody.
Yeah, the whole city's changed. You're like Austin Powers right now, dude.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
And it doesn't become springtime until May these days.
Yeah, I got news for you. I'm still shoveling snow up in Boston. Don't get me started about that. My golf clubs have been in the basement. By the way, we have basements there since forever. The weather is just atrocious up there.
Yeah, the snow that we got here a couple of days ago is pretty much typical of a middle of the summer day in Boston.
That's right. True. That's true. I forgot about that.
The amount of snowfall that you guys got is like the amount of salt that I use on my food.
Well, welcome back. Have you had a chance to drive through Buckhead yet? Because that's really going to shock you, man.
Yes.
No, I'm waiting for later on this afternoon. Nothing that I want to go to is open at 9:40 in Buckhead, but
nothing you want to go.
Assuming there's still some places open.
No. Hey, Crash.
No, not really.
Buckhead has been leveled.
Oh, did we go to war with somebody?
He's not. He's joking with you. He's not kidding.
Buckhead's gone.
Who took it?
The blue hairs, really. The old people. The Buckhead Coalition took it. You know, all those places we used to go to, Lulu's Bait Shack, Tongue and Groove, and go get our drink on, every single one of them, gone, except Fadeau has moved down the street. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, no drinking in Buckhead, man.
Well, that's terrible. Maybe I'll just stay in Boston then. That's the only reason I came back was to go to Buckhead.
What the pathetic thing is not only are there not bars there, but like they're half-constructed buildings that the owners had to back out of because they had no money. So it's literally looks like a war zone down there right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, if I can never find my way out of Dunwoody, I will definitely head down there. But great stuff, you guys.
So you're done in Boston now and you're coming back to Atlanta.
I'm sorry?
You're done in Boston and you're heading on back to Atlanta now.
No. We're still up in Boston.
But, I mean, eventually you're coming back here or what?
My wife eventually wants to move back here. She beats me every day she wakes up, especially in July, and it's still cold. She hates it up there.
Okay. You're ready.
Yeah. It's a tough scene up there, and it's a whole different world, too. I just had breakfast at Waffle House, and it's amazing. Everyone's like, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing? You go up there in Boston, and you bump into somebody. It's like, I'm going to kick your freaking ass.
All right, man. Well, over the next couple of days, we're going to have to get together and have some beers or something.
I will be here till Sunday. You guys make plans. It'll be great to see you and great to talk to everyone in Atlanta. Hi, don't forget
you know,
about
me. We should have said we'll meet you at Lulu's Bait Shack.
Oh, I know.
God.
American Pie isn't even American Pie anymore.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that, man?
What is it now?
Cocktail Cove.
Lulu's Bait Shack. It's very confusing, and that is actually in Dunwoody.
Cocktail Coke is supposed to be at Lake Lanier. Did they move Lake Lanier to Sandy Springs?
Lake Lanier was given to Alabama. Lake Lanier is gone.
It's a different world now, Austin. Enjoy.
Oh, I will. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God, that is weird. If he hasn't been back, it's like Austin Powers-ish.
Kind of. The whole city has changed.
Buckhead's going to freak him out.
That'd be great. Let's have lunch at Ray's Pizza, and then we'll walk over to Lulu's Bait Shack. Shut up. It's gone.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
I'm Justin Bieber here.
Justin Bieber always makes me cry with
this song. Before the Burt Show, I was kind of like still coming up. I'm still coming up now, but it's been kind of harder to walk around.
Everything was going fine for Justin Bieber yesterday. And then the root of his support got incarcerated yesterday.
Free Scooter!
His manager Scooter.
Scooter incarcerated.
I'm next.
Free Scooter. Here's Justin Bieber. What's going on, dude?
Hey, yo, what's up, Bert?
How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
Dude, how are we going to get Scooter out of jail, dude?
We're going to have to sneak him out.
What happened yesterday? Because the details that came into us have been a little bit sketchy. I know this had something to do with like your appearance at a mall in New York, and then it got too crowded too quickly, and somebody asked you guys to split, and then Scooter wasn't quick enough to tweet. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think that was, you know, basically what happened. I mean, my people are timing. I can't really talk about it, but, I mean—
My people.
Those are kind of the lines.
Mm-hmm. My people.
Now, Justin has people now.
Justin's got people.
That's right.
Well, the problem is when you're Justin Bieber and you're that popular, then and you do an appearance, and we kind of joked about it in that promo thing that ran at the beginning. When you do an appearance, it's a different world from just, you know, the Justin Bieber world now than it was 12 months ago. Because I'm imagining you can't go to any mall without a huge crowd showing up like that, even if you're just going to run into the Gap to get a new pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. What are the biggest differences in your existence between coming into the Burt Show, which really catapulted you to fame, and where you are today?
Well, I mean, it was crazy how everything came so quickly, and how, you know, at the start, things are just, you know, coming to be, and then now everything's just been really crazy. But, you know, I'm just really excited. New album came out. And everything's been just rolling smoothly.
Like, people need to realize, like, the phenomenon around Justin Bieber now is seriously unlike anything I've ever seen this quickly. I just happened to be in Miami the same time that Justin was doing that Pepsi Smash thing. He was doing a concert, mm-hmm. and I got backstage and I got to hang out with Justin for just a couple of minutes before he went on stage. But the crowd for Justin Bieber and the pitch and the energy in this place, everybody pulling at him, and you could hear 15,000 people screaming for a kid that wasn't even here last year, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just nothing like most in the industry have ever seen. So mm-hmm. what Jeff is saying is absolutely true, that this kid can't go anywhere anymore.
Right.
Nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nowhere. Has it gotten to a point where you've had to put a disguise on to leave your house?
This depends. Like, I have put a disguise on going to, like, mall and stuff.
You will.
What kind of disguise? What does it look like?
I mean, what would I tell you? Why would I tell you?
Because girls are taking notes right now.
Yeah.
The excitement from the girls who love them some Justin Bieber has to be cool. Has it gotten scary at any point?
No, it hasn't really gotten scary. Things are... Usually I've been under control, but, you know, I have a security and stuff travels with me.
Justin, your voice sounds really, really scratchy. Are you super tired? Are your days really, really long right now?
Yeah, I'm going on like 3 hours sleep. It's like 7:30.
Yeah, that's pretty much standard for you now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wake up, do one of these crappy radio interviews, then go have some fun, then do another crappy radio interview. They've got him going 24-7, man. He's like a machine right
what
now.
What do you do for fun when there is downtime, if there is downtime?
I mean, I'm like any other kid. I like to go to the movies, play sports. I play ice hockey when I get the chance.
You're not that much like any other kid. You got a Range Rover for your 16th birthday.
Yeah. Oh, we lost him.
I think you there, Justin? That was going out.
You gone.
Hello?
Justin Bieber, you back?
They're transferring.
Okay, I have Justin again.
Thanks.
Sorry about that.
Yo.
Look at you, dude. Now you got people dialing the phone for you.
It's like calling the president. Hold on. Please stand by for Barack Obama and Justin Bieber.
Who are you, man? Who are you? Got somebody on my payroll that dials the phone for me. That's impressive, dude.
Thank you.
Jen was asking about your, or Jeff was asking about your new ride. Did you just get some kind of Land Rover for your birthday?
Yeah, I just got a Range Rover for my birthday.
My thinking was this, because you're on the road and you're busy and everything, and I'm here in Atlanta and I have plenty of time. It's not good to let a car sit. So if you need
my car is in Atlanta, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so I'm just saying, if you need someone to drive it around and keep it loose and keep it in good shape, I would, I mean, it'd be tough, but I could find some time to do that for you.
You know, I'm not sure if I trust you.
Smart man.
That's why he's Justin Bieber.
I mean, those things lock up, you know? Like, the seize rate up and you'll go to start it. So I'm looking out for you. I mean, if you don't want to, that's fine. You can stick with the people
Jeff,
who get arrested and whatnot.
You're begging a 16-year-old.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
It's becoming pathetic. Yeah. It's really pathetic. Dude.
Working towards a Range Rover, though.
How does that whole thing, like, how does your money flow work? Like, I'm assuming that you just have a person and you say, look, this is what I want for my birthday, and they go out and they get it for you. Or do you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, or you just sort of know that the money is there?
I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, right, I don't really focus on that kind of stuff. Like, I'm like, you know, I used to be able to have to look at the menu and be like, you know, that's too expensive. But, like, now I'm able to, you know, just not work, have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Before you were Justin Bieber, what was your allowance from your parents?
Like, I got, like, $5 a week.
$5 a week?
And what's, like, laughable right now?
Now, what's the most expensive purchase that you've made on your own?
It was the Range Rover.
Nice.
Yeah, well, that thing that's going to seize right up unless somebody drives it around for you.
Jeff.
Waste of money, you know, just saying.
And the tour's coming up, and I'm thinking of getting a Segway to roll around in.
Nice.
That's nice.
Very cool. What's going on? Tell us about the album, and tell us about this tour coming up.
The album just came out, My World 2.0, on iTunes and stuff. Doing really well. It's number one on iTunes. So, you know, I got really nothing to complain about.
Nothing. And the tour?
The tour, we got Sean Kingston headlining, opening up for me.
What's going on? I was just saying, what's going on with those golden tickets? Are they all located, they all found, or are they still floating around out there?
No, there's for the golden ticket, somebody won the golden ticket on the first album. And now we have another golden ticket on My World 2.0.
What's the golden ticket?
And then to come out to the Bahamas and get, you know, a private show with me. Ooh. So basically, you know, go get the album, and inside there's a golden ticket waiting inside.
Hey, Justin, the paparazzi snapped you a couple days ago with a mystery girl walking across the street. Everybody wants to know, who is she?
That was my publicist.
Oh, really?
She looks really young. She looks really young to be a publicist.
No, she's actually, like, 35.
No way. Okay. Wow, she looks really young.
She's going to be very flattered if that's really her.
If you tell her that we said we thought she looked young enough to be your girlfriend, yet she's 35, we would probably be able to talk to you every single week. So will you pass that message along?
I know. I'm going to tell her.
How does dating work for you? I mean, because we really haven't seen any paparazzi pictures of you with other girls. So I know you're going on dates. So how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
We keep it real low-key.
How do you do that?
Well, we just do it. You don't see it.
So if you're interested in a girl, you tell somebody to go basically after her and say you're interested in her, and then she tells them, and then it's arranged sort of through your people, and then you do something?
No, not at all.
How's it work?
I don't know. I mean, I meet someone that, you know, I like, you know, if I, you know, I want to take them out or something, and I do that, but, you know, I don't really go through my people.
So if you take her out, then where you're going to go and all that sort of has to be arranged through your people, so there's all sorts of paparazzi not sitting around taking pictures of you? It's a real secret?
I guess. Yeah. A little bit. Somewhat.
Because we really haven't seen that yet.
Right.
All right.
What type of, because obviously the women who are going to be at your concert here in Atlanta, the girls who are going to be at your concert August 9th at the Arena at Gwinnett Center, those girls are all going to hope that they get asked out on a date by you. So what attracts you to a female?
What attracts me? At first, definitely, I look at a girl, you know, has nice eyes and a nice smile and stuff. But, like, someone who can make me laugh is definitely, like, a bonus as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, dude, next time you're in Atlanta, we expect you to hang out with us. By the way, since the last time you were in here, I grew an inch and a half.
Right.
So I think I got you beat now, man.
That's funny because I grew, too.
All right. It's on, Bieber. It's on, Shody. All right, man. Have a good tour. Thanks for calling, too, man.
All right, man. God bless.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. See you, girls.
Little shout out for the girls. See you, girls. 16 years old,
wow.
Man. So it's got to be pretty overwhelming. Insane. He's beat. The last couple of times we've talked to him, he's been tired.
We should do a progression of the first time we talked to him and that and all the in-between and just how slowly his energy's drained.
Well, the first time he was in here with Usher, nobody had really heard him. He was all hanging out and he was excited. That was cool. Then he came in once without Usher but didn't have a schedule. So right. He just hung out for like an hour and goofed around, right. Played his guitar, did some cover songs, made fun of Bert being shorter than him and all that stuff. And that was cool. And now they're making him work for a living.
Yeah.
And that really sucks. You shouldn't have to work for a living. Look at what work does to you, people. 16 years old and the life is sucked right out of him.
Breaks
because
you
he's
down,
working for
man.
The man.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Okay, the website that you absolutely must keep your kids away from. Especially if you have young kids. And this website is starting to gain some traction, and it's called chatroulette.com. Okay?
How do you control that? Like, you've got young kids. How do you control what they look at on the computer?
Well, Hayden has a computer in his room, but he doesn't even use it. So at this point, you can put locks on what websites they can go to. So I know when he was using it, like Disney was cool. We'd have 5 or 10 websites that were totally cool for him to go to. But outside of that, he couldn't connect.
So you just have some sort of software set up that blocks everything except for the ones you approve.
That's what we were using, yes.
Oh,
that's cool. For like you could go in there and use it for knowledge stuff you wanted to look like and that look at. And that way, if Stacey ever looked at your computer,
well, we have one for me also, but it's got thousands of websites, so I get around it.
Gotcha.
Totally get around it. And we're going to prove to you guys why you want to stay away from chatroulette.com. Jeff, the website is set up in such a way where it basically flashes, it turns on a camera in a room where somebody is sitting in front of the camera, and you never know who you're going to be able to chat with. So one time you'll click, and spontaneously you'll be talking to some dude in Spain. Mm-hmm. Then it will flash to a room somewhere in South Beach.
Which is kind of cool. Like the cool original concept is kind of cool that you could be like chatting with somebody who's studying for exams in London right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
right.
you
could
know,
take you
all
anywhere.
Of a sudden, yeah.
Right. If their webcam is on and your webcam is on, at any point, they can connect with you and you could start to talk to people around the world. Right.
Right.
It's kind of cool. Pretty cool concept.
Mm-hmm.
But guys have made it icky.
Mm-hmm. That's y'all are creepy.
Now it's gone. It's really creepy. Chatroulette.com.
Yeah, it's, and that's what guys do because they'll use the opportunity to showcase the goods.
Yeah, Jeff introduced this to me, and he said, "Come here, Melissa. Come to my computer." I'm like, "Ooh, that's kind of creepy." Anyway, and anyway, so I went over there, and so he was showing me Chat Roulette, and it was, you know, and like Bert said, it is somebody who is also in the chat room that just pops up, and then you can move to the next person. You can cut off that conversation at any time, move on to the next person. So we were going
it's called getting nexted.
Nexted. So you go to the next person. And so I made a joke. I said, how many nexting is it going to take before I see the male anatomy?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what guys love to do. And so it was the fourth person.
Well, there are, if you...
Like who had it out on the camera?
He was manipulating it on the camera, and that's the only thing that was in the frame.
That's what we're going to prove right now. Like we're going to go chatting right now, and we're going to see how many cameras before we see somebody's junk. And chances are pretty good. That's going to be... three or four.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with an idea to make a chat roulette drinking game where every time you saw one, you would have to do a shot. So
that would be a short game.
I'd be hammered.
Well, we tried to do the statistics, and based on, and I couldn't find the piece of paper when we did the totals, we did it on, but we all just kept clicking next for 20 minutes and then made a check mark as to what we saw, like creepy dude, because we wanted to find out where you would take the shot. You would, in order to not die from alcohol poisoning within an hour, you would have to go, I think it's every fifth penis is where you would have to do the shot.
Oh.
That's how many
Yay,
there are.
Fun.
So here's the
Woo.
Thing is that you got to keep your kids Seven. Away from this thing. Because,
yeah.
I mean,
right.
they're going to think it's a cool idea to talk to somebody in London.
Mm-hmm.
But the chances are pretty good they're going to see some British penis.
Yes.
And they don't cut them clean there. That's a weird looking.
Oh, Jeff, that was too much.
Go ahead and start.
Well, he's the one that's on chat really
somebody,
looking
I'm
at them all.
Start. Somebody else come start. I don't need to see this. I got one of my own.
Jen, will you start nexting and see how far you get before you see someone's junk?
Slide in there, Jen. You like these things. You like this sort of stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to go with one in five.
I'll go with, the over-under is five. You going over or under?
Under.
Under five.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
I'll go over.
Okay.
I'll take the over. You got to tell us where you're going to after you click it.
That's not, no junk, dude.
Where are you, though?
Just
what part
bag.
Of the world?
You don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
I thought it came
Let's
up.
Dude.
Ask.
Second dude, clothed.
Ask. Dude, clothing.
All right, that's two.
No camera.
And they're just kind of looking.
That didn't count.
No dude.
Camera. Dude,
clothed.
Beard, clothing.
Okay, that's three.
Coffee shop. Dude, bedroom, clothing.
Okay, that's four.
Nerdy.
I'd get off that
okay.
one quick.
Yeah.
If he's in his bedroom.
Hey, that guy wants to talk to you.
That's dangerous. All right, we're at four, so Wendy and I are out.
I said five.
Oh, you said
dude,
five. I'm
clothed,
out.
Older.
Okay.
Now Wendy's
meet,
out.
You want to meet this guy? Or
bedroom. No.
Sure.
Anybody cute so far?
I'm good. No.
Oh, bummer. I wonder if anyone's met their husband or wife on Chat Roulette.
Even if you did, you wouldn't be able to brag about it.
Dude, licking his lips.
Is that Dr. Tom?
Oh, gross.
Dude, in his dorm room.
Is that seven? We're at seven now?
All right.
Yeah, we're at seven.
Wow, that's
not bad.
Much higher than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, clothed.
All right.
Eight.
Syracuse
wow.
fan.
But no, says all guys.
Syracuse fan.
Yes,
all guys are on it.
I think I read the stats on it a couple days ago, and it's like 85% dudes on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Are we at nine yet?
Oh,
Jen looks so happy.
Creepy.
Guy, older.
Clothed.
So that's nine.
Clothed.
Nine.
I'm surprised.
It's a good day.
That's not bad.
It's a good day
that's
on chat
bad.
Roulette when you get up to 10 and you hadn't seen pee-pee.
Say that.
Some part of the country is sleeping right now.
Oh, there
Here
it
we
is.
Go. There
Seven.
It is.
Ten.
No.
Ten.
You don't see anything.
Well, it's aimed right at his thing.
Yeah, but he hasn't taken it out. Come
but he's
on.
Getting ready.
Whatever.
You
can
do
so
better
ten.
Than that.
Ten.
Ten.
Oh, well, the one I saw was full on nothing. I mean, standing up, smiling at the camera.
Yeah. It has been my experience, like, for every, like, 4 or 5 clicks, you're going to see somebody's junk. So
just horrible.
If your kids,
guys, why are y'all so creepy?
That's one of the websites you want to keep the lock on. Yes. It's chatroulette.com, which is really showmeyourjunk.com.
Yes. You took something so good and made it so bad.
Ew. Pervy guys.
All right, chatroulette.com is the one you want to stay away from. It's 9:25 now. Whoa. Hey, Ryan, go ahead. I got about 10 seconds here, man.
Hey, Bert, I just want to give you a heads up. That chat roulette is kind of strange. People are spreading their junk all over the internet, but it was developed by a 15-year-old kid from Moscow.
Yeah, ideally, I mean, the premise of it is not a bad premise. You know, you get to talk to other 15-year-olds around the world, but then...
It's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, but then you got adult dudes that got a hold of it, and now it's just turned into show me your junk.
Exactly. Until you incorporate all the people on the sexual predator list.
Right, totally.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, thanks, man.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.